French political headlines have been dominated recently by the right-wing presidential primary. But on the sidelines of France's political arena, another movement is gaining momentum, the animal rights movement. On November 14th, the country's first animal rights party was launched. Called the Parti Animaliste, the party's platform focuses exclusively on animals. I spoke by phone with one of its co-founders, Hélène Touille.
We founded the Parti Animaliste because we realized that French public opinion in support of animal rights is growing. But strangely, as more people support animal rights, political leaders continue to ignore the movement. Our party is specific in that it focuses exclusively on animal rights. We are a monothematic party. We only take position on issues of animal rights. This approach aims to increase public awareness of our cause. We want to find and attract voters for whom animal rights is a top priority. We also want to show the bigger mainstream political parties that they need to address these issues.
According to Hélène, it is too early for the party to present a candidate in next spring's presidential election. But she did say that they will have candidates in June's parliamentary elections. And since the party was launched on November 14th, hundreds of people have signed up to become members. The seven founders of the party come from diverse backgrounds. Hélène is a lawyer, but there is a teacher, a psychologist, and a PhD student also present in the party's ranks. The similarity binding them all together? Their membership in various animal rights groups. There are dozens of such organizations in France, and the recent work and advocacy of these groups has helped the Parti Animaliste promote itself. And just a mere 2 weeks after the Parti Animaliste was launched, a group of 26 NGOs published an animal rights manifesto. This NGO collective has named itself Animal Politique. I met with Lucide Peget, the coordinator of the collective.
Donc on n'avait pas nécessairement envisagé la présence du parti animaliste au moment où on a commencé à travailler sur ce manifeste.
We had no idea that an animal rights political party was going to be created when we started working on our manifesto 6 months ago. The party and our collective are two separate things. We did not know that the party was going to be launched just a week before our manifesto's publication. Our collective's objective is to work with presidential candidates, as well as people running for local office, to see which political parties support our manifesto. There has already been one presidential candidate to publicly support it, Yannick Jadot of the Europe Ecology, the Greens Party. But our goal as an NGO collective is to be apolitical. We want to work with all political parties, on the left and the right. Politicians will then decide whether or not they want to defend our cause.
Absolument tous les candidats, et ce sera à eux de voir s'ils se rallient ou pas à l'ensemble des propositions.
So what is in this manifesto exactly? There are 30 concrete proposals that are put forth to eliminate animal suffering. One of them, for example, is to ban cages for farm animals. Another is to ban animal testing in scientific and medical research. And yet another calls on the government to form an independent agency to oversee regulation in various industries. I met with Melvin Josse, campaign and public affairs officer of Compassion in World Farming, or CIWF, one of the NGOs that signed the manifesto. He explained why his group partook in writing it.
Very few politicians really concern themselves with animal welfare. But in recent years, we've seen more and more of an interest, first in society in general and in the media, with several scandals, for example, involving slaughterhouses. And you can see in surveys, for example, that there is a growing interest in the population in France for these questions. What is really important about coming all together with this manifesto is that usually each organization would go separately approaching candidates with sometimes even maybe divergent demands, so that didn't make it very visible and clear. So we hope that coming up all together will give it more strength. And this manifesto, it's both very ambitious taken as a whole, but we also wanted it to be pragmatic. So if you take every proposition one by one, they could all be put in place in the short term or mid term realistically. And also what is very positive about this initiative is that we were NGOs with different specializations, but especially different orientations, ideological orientations, and we could come up with a consensus on something that is ambitious and realistic. So that's very positive.
One of the manifesto's goals is to force presidential candidates to publicly announce their stance on its 30 proposals. The NGO collective Animad Politique has said it will publish online which candidates support it. According to Lucille, it may also organize a press conference so as to publicize this information. However, some candidates and politicians are not too worried about being called out for not supporting the manifesto. On the contrary, many politicians, be it local officials or senators, regard certain aspects of French culture, such as the production of foie gras and hunting, as important traditions. This is why one of the 30 proposals in particular is sure to be a major sticking point, the proposal to ban bullfighting. In southwestern France, many residents see the centuries-old practice of bullfighting as part of their cultural heritage. I spoke with Michel Espier, the mayor of Vic-Fezensac, a small village in southwestern France with a population of about 3,500. He attended a colloquium at the Senate in October that invited various speakers to talk about French traditions such as hunting, fishing, and, surely, bullfighting. He told me why he participated in the Senate's colloquium.
I went to the conference in support of bullfighting. I do not want it to be banned. I also went to defend hunting, fishing, and other regional traditions. Animal rights activists are trying to tell us not to hunt in certain places and to stop making food like foie gras. But enough is enough. This is part of French civilization and especially Southwestern identity. These things are very important to us.
Bullfighting isn't just an important cultural tradition. It's also a major boost to the local economy. Here's Mayor Espier again.
Bullfighting is essential for my city's economy as well as that of the surrounding area. Every year, bullfighting generates 5 to 7 million euros for the local economy. During our summer festival, every hotel in the area is fully booked for 4 days. Every restaurant in town is full. During this time, the population of my town doubles. 7,000 people come here to participate in the festivities. It's huge for us.
The question of animal rights in France isn't just political or economic. It's also starting to gain ground in academia. This year, for example, the country's first animal law diploma was launched at the University of Limoges by Jean-Pierre Margueneau. And since last year, students at the University of Strasbourg can take courses on animal law and ethics. However, the animal rights movement is not new here in France. Since 1998, Brigitte Gauthier has been an editor of the journal Cahier Antispéciste, or the Anti-Speciesism Review. I met with her in Paris to talk about her review and to find out what speciesism means.
Speciesism is this difference that our society made between human beings on one side and other living beings in the other side. This barrier between these two, humans have all the rights on the other species.
According to Brigitte, speciesism creates a hierarchy where human beings are seen as superior to animals. She told me she's against this idea.
It's the same thing between humans. There is not a superior or an inferior. We are not here to classify it. We have to take in account the capacity of suffering. That's the point.
The animal rights movement in France is growing as a result of multiple factors. We see it in academia with new university courses in animal law. We see it in the large number of animal rights groups in the country. But many French people still view traditions such as bullfighting as an important part of their cultural heritage that should not be banned. As the Parti Animaliste moves forward, however, and the manifesto published by NGO collective Animal Politique continues to get media coverage, the question of animal rights is coming to occupy a larger space on the country's political stage.